11th of August 2016, Day 4. I am now wondering what I've done. Despite the rain this morning, our volunteers turn out in admirable numbers. The dig trench seems to be rendering up more questions than answers. It now seems that Kiln 1 has a lot of building material in it. Roof tiles, both flat and curvy, are used in the structure. And today we found mortar in its construction as well. It seems as if a building has been demolished, and part of its structure has been incorporated into the pottery kiln. So are there remains of a building nearby? Kiln 2 is still a bit of a mess. It appears to be larger than Kiln 1, but has been knocked over to one side, so excavation is rather tricky. But it does have an enormous rakeout pit that stretches for about 4 metres and crosses over to the Iron Age ditch. Random kiln fabric and pottery located between the two kilns are now officially random kiln fabric and pottery. In other words, we don't know yet, but hopefully we will find out over the next few days. Possibly 2 waste pits, or a ditch that has been filled with, yes, you guessed it, random kiln fabric and pottery. In the meantime, totally oblivious of what's going around her, dear Wendy has been very carefully, grain by grain, removing the infill of our 1000 BC Iron Age pot. Patience in its extreme. After what must now be 10 hours, the end is in sight. Wendy, you deserve a huge round of applause. Thank you. Anglia TV was on site today, and hopefully you have seen the report. No doubt it will be posted here soon, if you haven't. Sheila found some lovely dating evidence from Kiln 1 in the form of charcoal. This will be carbon dated very soon, so we will have an approximate date of the firing of this kiln. So that's it for Day 4. I'm sure I have forgotten loads of information, but please forgive me. I am a little tired. Thank you as always to all volunteers and the wonderful Britannia in the form of Dan and Martin. Peter.